Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Night is front, these green.
Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences. Mental enslavement and Willie Lynch. Wicked. Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences. Mental enslavement and Willie Lynch. Wickedness. To my brothers, I speak because I know that you lost. This is history in the making. You are living a holocaust. Just turn your TV on. You see it's okay to kill us off. If you don't free your mind, our children can't grow strong. Cops don't protect us. They hunt us. Disease infests us. Senseless how that beast could kill us off and keep his tension. Did I mention? You can't trust all reverends. How can I preaching to me about an all-white heaven? And my news at 11 systematically shows my aggression. When I suggest this, they claim that I'm rebelling. But this is true expression. You can't sugarcoat oppression. Throw my black fist in the air. Turn my mind into a weapon. To the brothers, I say, yo, do the knowledge with the shorties. That's why half this country being run by the Saudis. America the beautiful, built on the back of the slaves. But ain't no black in the flag, though we fought with they ass. I'm called militant when I choose to shoot down ignorance. Progression of my people was imminent, so I'm with this shit. Just a regular man, humble by all means. Like, yo, I hit the club, but damn, I still read. To free the mind that lives inside and can't speak. You might have to store weapons and water in canteens. Camps of concentration being built with no complications. Fuck Ronald Reagan, he put crack in my ghetto nation. Fuck Daddy Bush, he cooked it up, rocking the apron. Fuck little Bush for allowing the planes devastation. Of course we rule the world of sports, we were bred for strength. That's why we don't rule shit else, we weren't bred for sin. Treated like animals by slave owner, homosexual cannibals that rent and rave cheer at games like they fans of you, and they'll call me a racist. But the black community is the only one in this nation still racially segregated. But they'll turn around, say there's no truth in what I'm complaining. Well, if you doubt in Dino Green, fuck you, you probably racist. Take that to your church, mosque, and your synagogue. Black power.
Amen.
Everything that's in your community that you don't control is a weapon against you. Public education as it exists today is a weapon against black people. TV and news media, especially the WPP, white power press, white people's paper, and white people's power are enemies against black people. What the white press does is that it makes black people an enemy of black people.
Yeah. Now we gonna tell them that is front. We tell them like this, yo. I'm an African. I'm an African. Yeah, y'all like that shit, right?
Man, mine is open.
I'm an African. Let's get back to the gritty with spitting in my city. No more weak New Yorkers getting booed like Charles Smitty. My flow bar city and full of velocity. It's so real you get knocked out, spar with me. Jaws are sticky, two drags and it hit me. The best shit got me spinning like I'm sitting on frisbees. The black Bixby, I get green to fix me. Green slam to 60, blunt chunky is Monique. Occupation, right, my aggravation is survival. So either way, I'm a blast through stagnation. With fire hotter than explosions at gas stations. They have to evacuate the town in mad faces. The fumes of the truth, a free disease nations. I'm a platoon in a booth, see a crew and I'ma face them. Every song singing, my tongue is a sword slaying. Uncle Tom rappers and crackers. Think I'm playing. I walk strong, soul prints in the pavement, panther style, cooking in my kitchen, gun in the apron. The Constitution says we can. Why we get cases? Maybe it's the color of the skin on all our faces. Think I'm working for wages? Your mind's outrageous. Can't work where I can't speak my mind and say shit. Gotta turn the other cheek while they work on my patience. I done worked another week, my boss be laying a patient. I ain't impatient, I ain't fucking with racists. When you tell it like it is, they ask why you complaining. Must be insane, in need of asylum. I see the waves of the world and you can't get by them.
Nope.
Devil, you gotta fry them. You got venom inside them. Did you dirty right here? Had you looking for Sodom? I'm not looking for problems. Only way to resolve them. Killing my brothers with revolvers. We'll never resolve them. Yeah, I did this properly. Verses keep getting popped on me. A man not concerned with the verse. Get a drop on me. This man is concerned with assets, own property.
Yeah.
Due to seeking knowledge and stuff, I know it not to be.
Yeah. Black and power, more than ads and dollars. First hitting like airplanes when they crash the towers.
Watch out.
Mine is a conspiracy. Throw it up if you hearing me. Truth and dedication mean these devils is fearing me. Open the book and take a moment to look. You call a cracker your friend, but I call him a crook. Continue to spit lead till my continent is fed. Two ways to leave the battlefield victorious or dead. Made my blood shed till the streets run red. Dying in the name of freedom, independence, and bread. Call me too black, I would call it a fact. It's me and Green connect like train cars on a track. I'm a cycle of the streets, but it's safe off my target. I'm a sniper on the beat. See the pig and I'm a spark him. Black him with something, something. Blade cutting like southern fucking. Wasn't pumping something more drunk up the southern comfort. I'm in Times Square right before the apple drop. Starting the revolution, get it popping like snapping top. You forget about your people when you at the top. Cut the head off, betray to execute him while the cracker watch. I'm a slave, and Jesus won't save you. Cause you declared loyalty to those who enslaved you. The sequel to Pompeii while puffing that Bombay. You a snitch, you be speaking through the wild like Kanye. Jake in his back, you can chase with the axe. Remove the mask, the young Khalid Muhammad Iraq. The whole nation of black feeling safe in the trap. Your own people wanna kill you when you stating the fact. Black people sign enough to go and fight in Iraq. The same government tried to kill you by supplying you crack. Me and Deedle Green, we just supplying you tracks. But it's more than just crap, the black messiah's back.
Yeah, I'm an African, I'm an African. I'm an African, I'm an African. We some Africans, we some Africans. We some Africans. We ain't hustlers no more, baby. Wake up, black people, black power. Ayaka, United Front, we out.
Don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
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 I am the black woman. Some know me as Queen Hatshepsut, Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, and Winnie Mandela. From this day forward, I pledge my life to the liberation of my people. I will be a supportive, responsible, and loving mate. The black man will respect me, and he sees me, because I am the black woman, the original woman, mother of civilization and nurture of the black nation.
Seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
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 I pledge allegiance to my black people. I pledge to develop my mind and body to the greatest extent possible. I will learn all that I can in order to give my best to my people in their struggle for liberation. I will keep myself physically fit, building a strong body free from drugs and other substances which weaken me and make me less capable of protecting myself, my family, and my black brothers and sisters. I will unselfishly share my knowledge and understanding with them in order to bring about change more quickly. I will discipline myself to direct my energy thoughtfully and constructively rather than wasting them in idle hatred. I will train myself never to hurt or allow others to harm my black brothers and sisters, for I recognize that we need every black man, woman, and child to be physically, mentally, and psychologically strong. These principles I pledge to practice daily and to teach them to others in order to unite my people.
Teach the seeds.
seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Black power, warfare, economics, black science, mathematics, agriculture, good health, black love.
It's time for black culture. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio. Please, for Knowledge Spawn. This is your host, Knowledge Spawn Alarm. We are definitely honored to be here on this auspicious occasion. Here live on New Knowledge Radio, that calling number for the family listening remotely is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or comments. We are here tonight to pay homage, honor, and tribute to one of our esteemed elders, Bible Professor Smalls, who will be in the building, and we have a series of discussions surrounding the topic of African liberation and building that mindset. So we are eagerly waiting for his arrival. Again, tell a friend to tell a friend that we're going live to Knowledge Radio. We have phone number to call in. 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. So just a couple of things that we have coming up here with the platform. We will be doing a joint show with this platform along with Jay Dizzle of Black Outstanding Radio, my brother Jobs, a.k.a. Careers of My Skin is My Sin Radio. So we'll be doing a joint simulcast on My Skin is My Sin platform with none other than the Irritated Genie of Southeast, one of the founding members of the Black Pride Movement. And that will be April 5th, next Thursday, April 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On My Skin is My Sin show. I have both links up pretty soon in regards to that. And on tomorrow, we have an opportunity to talk Panther Power with our Do the Knowledge Radio YouTube channel with none other than our Nisu Chief Priest of Ninsu Tribe, our brother entrepreneur. So we'll talk all things Panther tomorrow, including the movie Black Panther at length and from an area of critical analysis. So that be tomorrow, I believe that's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Do Knowledge Radio via our YouTube channel. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend if you want to hear critical analysis of the film. We'll be doing that on tomorrow, myself and Chief Priest Uncle New. So that'll be 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, next Thursday we have that multi-simulcast going on with Irritated Genie of the Straight Black Pride Movement, founder of War on the Horizon Media. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation in preparation for the upcoming event that they have, the first annual ASAFO conference, Straight Black Survival 21st Century and Beyond. So, you know, that'll be an opportunity for you to ask your questions or your comments to Bob Irritated Genie. That's also going to be Bob Irritated Genie, Bob Baruti, and also Bob Ashraf Kwesi, doing this joint conference together down in Atlanta. Let me get that information real quick in case someone would like to, you know, attend that event. Let me get the flyer real quick for the family. All right, it's 21st Century Black Survival Conference, April 14th, 2018, Spirituality, Culture, and Survival. Baba Ashra Kwesi, the Master Teacher, will be speaking about African history and spirituality, origin of the Bible and the Quran. So that'll be pretty interesting. Culture, Baba Nwalu Baruti will be speaking about Iwa, a warrior's character. So if we look in the African spiritual traditions, one of the greatest things to evolve or grow for us on the planet is we're here to work on our character. So he'll definitely be speaking about Iwa, a warrior's character. So that'll be a powerful presentation. And the Irritated Genius Southeast will be speaking about African survival in the 21st century. Doors open 12 noon. Shrine of the Black Madonna, 946 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. For information and contact, Straight Black Pride Atlanta at gmail.com. Attendee and vendor tickets available on Eventbrite, 2018 SBPM Asafo Conference. So like I said, we'll be with Bobby Irritated Genius of the Straight Black Pride Movement on the horizon next Thursday, the 5th, speaking about this upcoming conference and, you know, a myriad of questions in regards to Straight Black Survival 21st Century. So you don't want to miss that joint venture, you know, three media platforms coming together that form Liberation Minded Media. I'm going to take this opportunity to speak with our elder, Baba Irritated Genie, on that day. And also a reminder, we will be on tomorrow on Do The Knowledge Radio via our YouTube channel. Do Knowledge Radio on YouTube with our Chief Priest and the Sioux, Uncle New, speaking about the movie Black Panther. And you could also check the archives, had a sit down with the brother Casey, the Arts Degree, in regards to his thoughts on the film. So we have some opportunity to have you know, critical analysis of a film that has been sweeping around the globe, grossing over $1 billion. So, you know, for the family out there, it's a unique opportunity to hear it from an African-centered perspective by a true African, you know, in regards to culture, in regards to lifestyle, in regards to tradition. So we're definitely going to, you know, peel back the layers and, you know, critically analyze the film. So we won't want to miss that tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And KT The Arts Degree has his Black Panther Decoded DVD coming out as well within the next couple of weeks. And he rented out a movie theater in Atlanta and did a screening slash breakdown. So I think it was a phenomenal event. And, you know, he had the place pretty packed. So he's, you know, bringing that out and releasing that DVD style for the family who wasn't able to be in attendance. And it was, you know, a very authentic breakdown in regards to, you know, the Black Panther film and Vibranium. And if y'all know anything about KT, the Arts Degree, he's very, very thorough in his approach. So, you know, that's coming soon. So keep your eyes out for that. While we're here waiting, you can follow the show on Twitter, and that's at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. Again, that's at KnowledgeBorn15. Y'all can check out our hub site, our e-commerce site, www.thethenowledgeuniversity.com. So those are some of the things that we have, you know, going on. And, you know, we'll have Brother Red Pill, but, you know, Brother Blue Pill on. They're coming with an upcoming project. Also, we get the opportunity to sit down with the son of one of the warriors who was a thriving force in my learning process, the brother Black Dot, his son Malcolm, and they have Urban X TV, the podcast they just released. And, you know, make sure y'all go support that podcast. So I'll be sitting down with the mind of that young brother here soon. So a lot of opportunities to see, you know, some of the creative culture that exists within the African mind and the psyche. And, you know, it's a time of celebration. So we're definitely going to be celebrating the minds of our people within the African community. You know, our African families celebrating the greatness and the genius that exists, you know, within our minds. I see my brother in the building. So as we wait for our elder, you know, we can hear, you know, some perspectives from some of the people that's on the line. So we'll go to the phone line and bring my brother in, Brother Ikwani.
Oh, man, Brother Born, Hotel Pool, Uncle Jocelyn is in.
That's for cool. How you, Uncle Jocelyn? That's
it, Pool. Man, I'm great, brother, and you know, you know, great lineup that you just, you know, spoke about as it relates to, you know, creating and establishing and having that, that, you know, the culture where we can, you know, bask and bathe in the culture, man. And, you know, slowly but surely, we and our people have to see this as being the ultimate thing that we have to, you know, do and find as being necessary, you know, in cutting away. You know, as Brother Ty RBG says, you know, cutting the devil head off. You know, and this is the way we, you know, constantly chop away from, you know, being attached to that system, and, you know, where we can now have and, you know, create things not like, you know, your show, brother. And, you know, you do a great, you know, you are all around, man. I got to salute to you, Brother Knowledge Born, you know, straight up. You know, for the work you put in, you have put in, you are putting in, and you're going to put in, brother. You know, and having Professor James Smalls on the show is, you know, a reflection of the work that you do, man. So, big ups to you, brother. Black power.
Black power. Thanks to you.
Yeah. You know, you do good work, man. So I'm, you know, happy to be here and, you know, check out the good brother, the good elder. Professor James Small.
Definitely. It's an opportunity long sought, and I got to give a shout out to my sister Queen T for, you know, even setting this up. You know, it's people have promised me things, you know, in regards to making an introduction to Professor Small, and, you know, she got a hold of him, and, you know, he agreed to do the show based off of that. So, you know, again, with these relationships, you know, when I spoke on the character, you know, that Bob Rudy's going to be speaking about, that term that he termed Iwa, you know, speaking about your character, you know, in our tradition, you know, your rank, you don't want your name to stink. So, it's, you know, it speaks of your character. You see what I'm saying? So we established a good type of situation. And, you know, she was able to, you know, make that connection, but other folks wasn't able to make that connection, or they didn't have time or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So, again, when you look at, you know, character in your word, you know what I mean? It means a lot. So, you know, definitely shout out and salute and honor to my sister, Queen T, you know what I mean, for, you know, making this happen. And, you know, as it would have it, you know, him and I, you know, some of the same people. So it's just, you know, a thing about, you know, truly establishing good relationships among African people and, you know, allowing this thing to grow in a way that's organic, you know what I mean? And, you know, get that opportunity to have that outlook where someone would see you in a great light, you know. So the same way you seen those qualities that you value in me, I see a lot of qualities in you that I value in you. You see what I'm saying? So that's the African way, you know, that recognition of value between one another, that we're able to do things in a manner in which that is beneficial. You see what I'm saying? Another thing in our tradition, when we start describing the idea of African man and woman, is those brothers and sisters are blessings to everybody that's around them, you know, just to be in their presence. So when we're at our optimal level of existence, we have that opportunity to be that person for everybody that's around us. You know, so, you know, it's an honor and respect to these traditions that we're in that allows us to, you know, even in the space of correction, to be able to prevail victorious. So, you know, this is what we're seeking to rebuild, to reestablish that connection ancestrally and through the way of our traditions, you know, be reconnected back to a source that we were severed from, back to traditions that we were cut off from that we thought no longer existed. We are living proof that there's a living tradition, you know, and our strive is to be the best ambassadors possible of the way of life that we were intended to live in the way of life that our ancestors lived before this interruption over these last couple hundreds of years due to this aversion to nature. So, respect to you for that.
Absolutely, bro.
All right. One tear for you, brother. So definitely, again, honored to be awaiting the arrival. And, you know, some of the work and some of the people that Professor Smalls has been around, we know a lot of them are ancestors now. So, you know, where his works between the 1960s to present has been about reestablishing and rebuilding that bridge between Africans in the diaspora and Africans on the continent, like really a living testament to the life and the legacy of all of the greats. Some we had the opportunity to honor on the show. Haj Malik El Shabazz, Brother Omawale, you know, affectionately known to the world as Malcolm X. You know, after Malcolm X's transition, he was the president of the Organization for African American Unity and also the minister, the imam of Muslim Mosque Incorporated at a young age. I believe he was like 21 or 22 years old. You know, so thinking about that in regards to leadership and shoes that you would have to fill, I wouldn't want to have been the cat that was, you know, right after, you know, so just thinking about that. And, you know, he was, you know, part of his security force and a lot of these things and, you know, instrumental in, you know, developing and improving upon the resurgence of the African mind, you know, in regards to getting us back to that cultural migration that our ancestor, Brother Malcolm, was speaking about in regards to Africa and, you know, becoming African again. You know, that was something that folks as products of the diaspora here in the Americas made a decision, you know, in regards in their mind to protection to, you know, sever the ties with Africa. But there's always been a time where our ancestors who identified with the continent made strives to go there and made strives to preserve this culture. So it's something that we need to know about our people. We never stopped fighting. We never laid down. We never surrendered any of that. We continue to fight to this day for who we are. And when you have an advent like a wave that describes a place that we think is a fictional place, but it's a real place. You know, you get to see the beauty of the African mind. And when you look at the traditions, you get a chance to understand the sacredness. You know, Professor Smalls is one of the elders who called African traditional religion African sacred science. It's a science. You see what I'm saying? So when you start to look at these sciences, you know, you have a deeper understanding, you know, we kind of got the either or type of situation with us, where we have either a revolutionary spirit or a spiritual spirit, you know, where we devoid, or, you know, we're in lacking one or more categories, you know, we're incomplete. So, you know, with this resurgence of the African mind, we get an opportunity to look at that and say, we are a culmination of both. They're both necessary in order for us to have the will to win, have the will to be victorious. You know, the goal is African liberation, and the goal is the decimation of our enemies. So we have to be, you know, kind of playing with that. And, you know, along the way, you might find some people that go with one side or the other, you know, and with respect to them, that's, you know, where they're supposed to be. But in regards to us holistically, you know, there are things that we have to reconnect, you know, there's correction that we have to take in a way in order for us to be successful. So growing in this science and growing in this tradition and growing in this culture from a familial perspective, we get the opportunity to redeem what happened in the past to build a better future. And in redeeming that process, we redeem ourselves from the inside out. So it's just beautiful. And it's great to be able to have an elder who would come to be able to give us this in the manner that he gives it. You know, he just, you know, very honored to be able to have the opportunity to dialogue with the elder. So I appreciate everyone's patience, you know, calling in. But, you know, that, you know, the brother, the elder is very busy, you know, in and out of the country, and a lot of things, you know, going on in regards to, you know, new developments, things are happening, you know, some things that, you know, I heard in the news. I wanted to substantiate, you know, with the elder in regards to things that are going on the continent as recent as yesterday, you know. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And, you know, whatever is happening on the continent affects the entire planet. So I know that there are variances of opinions in regards to whether or not we are indigenous to this landmass or whatever the case may be. But Africa affects the entire planet. So something, you know, is going on in on the continent, it affects the entire planet. So we should be very, very cognizant of the fact, as African people, you know, the rest of the world is, you know. So we should be looking a little deeper in regards to, you know, what's there for us as African people, because it's Africa. So with that, I'm going to play one song, and attempt to reach out to Bobby Smalls one more time and see if we can find out what's going on. Anybody got any questions or comments or anything that they want to shout out, their phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Live on Doing Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born.
Greatest day of my life is the day you were born. I was there cheering on, all praise to your mom. Ready to raise up a Marcus Garvey or a Nat Turner. Identified our enemies and kept it black for you, but still taught you how to walk, ride a bike, talk, value life, self-defense, hence a strong sense of pride. Took you everywhere I went to treat women with respect. No God in the sky, cause you God in the flesh. Taught you how to stay fresh, clothes clean, proper hygiene. Basically, how to be just like me. Believe nothing, question everything. Find facts and accept your blessings every day. Be a leader, good isn't good enough. Be a reader, book after book, fill your brains with jewels, not full of junk. My Messiah, I honor and place no one above you. Not even your mama, just know your Baba loves you. Your daddy loves you. 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 Your Baba loves you. It didn't work out. Me and your mama grew apart. My young heart, just know that it wasn't your fault. It went from every day, every weekend to once in a while. The stress gets the best of me, but it's worthwhile to see you smile. The older you get, I have to compete with the poltergeist and lies to see. Bite my tongue and be the bad guy in my family. I wanna see you grow to contribute to overthrow, not contribute to status quo or be a prostitute for dope. Just know I may seem mean, be keen on discipline, but you won't always be this little kid. Has your Baba ever lied to you? Complain about his life to you? I'll die for you. All I ever do is fight for you. I apologize to you for bringing you up in a broken home. More and more reasons why this devil must be overthrown. You might hear some things about me, some lies and some truth. Come here, let me hug you. Your Baba loves you. Your daddy loves 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 you. Your Baba loves you. Some comrades don't want children. I don't blame them. All this mayhem, all this playing, complaining. Did we have a child that have a plaything? We should be raising our babies to be better, regardless of whether we're together or not. This got my stomach in knots. The thrill has gone, but the love has not. Try to get custody, but was denied and tricked when she sick that judge on me, accusing me of violence. Child support arrears, court appearance. By the time I see you, I'm broke, holding tears with just old pictures and souvenirs. The father that claimed another child is his. All the good fathers out there, they have no idea. Railroad, it seems like my girls don't like me. My sons wanna fight me, I just wanna do the right thing. Try not to be bitter, I'm not a quitter, too bad. Seems we were cool until mommy got a new man. I'm trying not to lose my cool, understand, and just leave it at one day you'll understand. Your daddy loves you. Your Baba loves you. Your daddy loves you. Your Baba loves you. Your daddy loves you. Your Baba loves you. Your daddy loves you. Your Baba loves you.
All right, Black Power, we're back on. I still wasn't able to get Bobby Smalls on the phone, so I'm gonna try one more time. Like I said, I know, you know, there's a lot going on, and you know, with, if that development is true that was being reported as of yesterday, you know, changes a lot of things for a lot of people. In regards to, you know, trade agreements and things that were brought to the public yesterday. So I know he has business over on the continent, you know, in Ghana and things like that. So just trying to, you know, trying to play it by ear a little bit and see, you know, what's going on, see if he will still be able to make it. So, hopefully y'all can bear with me for just a few more minutes and you know, see what the result is. You know, like I said, if there's anybody that has anything that they want to promote or anything that they want to shout out, you can hit one, or if you're listening, you know, remotely from another place, you can call in. A call-in number is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360, and press 1 with your questions or your comments.
Yeah. Now we gonna tell them that is front. We tell them like this, yo. I'm an African. Yeah, y'all like that shit, right?
I'm not a villain no more.
Man, mine is open. I'm an African, I'm an African, I'm an African, I'm a. Let's get back to the gritty, we're spitting in my city. No more weak New Yorkers getting booed like Charles Smitty. Buffalo Bar City and full of velocity. It's so real, you get knocked out, spar with me. Jaws are sticky, two dragons that hit me. The best shit got me spinning like I'm sitting on frisbees. The black Bixby, I get green to fix me. Green slam to 60, blunt chunky is Monique. Occupation, right, my aggravation is survival. Either way, I'm a blast through stagnation. With fire hotter than explosions at gas stations. They have to evacuate the town, the mad faces. The fumes of the truth, a free disease nations. I'm a platoon in a booth, see a crew and I'ma face them. Every song singing, my tongue is a sword slaying. Uncle Tom rappers and crackers. Think I'm playing. I walk strong, soul prints in the pavement, panther style, cooking in my kitchen, gun in the apron. The Constitution says we can. Why we get cases? Maybe it's the color of the skin or all our faces. Think I'm working for wages? Your mind's outrageous. Can't work where I can't speak my mind and say shit. Gotta turn the other cheek while I work on my patience. I done worked another week, my boss be laying a patient. I ain't impatient, I hate fucking with racists. When you tell it like it is, they ask why you complaining. Must be insane, in need of asylum. I see the ways of the world and you can't get it by them. Nope. Devil, you gotta fry him, he got venom inside him. Did you dirty right here, had you looking for Sodom. I'm not looking for problems, only way to resolve them. Killing my brothers with revolvers, we'll never resolve them. Yeah, I did this properly, verses keep getting popped to me. A man not concerned, if the verse get a drop on me. This man is concerned with assets, own property.
Yeah.
Due to seeking knowledge and stuff, I know it's not to be.
Yeah. Black and power, more than ads and dollars. First hitting like airplanes when they crash the towers.
Watch out.
Mine is a conspiracy, throw it up if you hearing me. Truth and dedication mean these devils are fearing me. Open the book and take a moment to look. You call a cracker your friend, but I call him a crook. Continue to spit lead till my continent is fed. Two ways to leave the battlefield, victorious or dead. Made my blood shed till the streets run red. Dying in the name of freedom, independence, and bread. Call me too black, I would call it a fact. It's me and green, connect like train cars on the track. Watch out, the cycle or the street. But it's safe, want my target, I'm a sniper on the beat. See the pig and I'm a spark him. Black him with something, something, blade touching like southern fucking. Wasn't pumping something, more drunk up the southern comfort. I'm in Times Square right before the apples are starting the revolution. Get it popping like snapping top. You forget about your people when you at the top. Cut the head off a traitor, execute them while the cracker watch. I'm a slave, and Jesus won't save you. Cause you declared loyalty to those who enslaved you. The sequel to Pompeii while puffing that Bombay. You a snitch, you be speaking through the wild like Kanye. Jake in his back, you should chase with the axe. Remove the mask, the young Khalid Muhammad Iraq. The whole nation of black feeling safe in the trap. Your own people wanna kill you when you state in the fact. Black people signing up to go and fight in Iraq. The same government tried to kill you by supplying you crack. Me and Deedle Green, we just supplying you tracks. But it's more than just rap, the black messiah's back.
Yeah, I'm an African, I'm a African. I'm an African, I'm a African. We some Africans, we some Africans. We some Africans, we some Africans. We ain't hustlers no more, baby. Wake up, black people, black power, Mayasa, United Front, we out.
All right. Black power to the family. Unfortunately, due to some new developments, Bobby Smalls will not be able to join us on tonight's broadcast. As I stated, there's a lot going on the continent right now, and stakeholders are, solidifying whatever business that they have going on, and definitely I have some business of all types going on in Ghana, so. Unfortunately, we're going to have to reschedule for another show, and we'll be back with that. But again, tomorrow we will be on Do Not's Radio on YouTube, and we'll be speaking about the movie Black Panther with our chief priest of the Nisi tribe, Nisi Umpanu, will be on. And that's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I stated earlier, we will be on that simulcast next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on My Skin Is My Sin Radio with myself and Jay Dizzle of Black I Stand Radio with the Irritated Genius Southeast, so the Straight Black Pride Movement, war on the horizon. So regretfully extend my apologies for the family who took time out of their busy schedule to tune in to this broadcast to hear from our esteemed elder, Professor James Smalls. He sends his apologies as well. But as I said, there's a lot going on the continent, so you know, family should be doing some research. Again, as I stated, you know, what's going on with Africa affects every last one of us. So with that, I'm going to say peace, love, black power, straight black pride to the family. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Do not radio on YouTube, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our Chief Free Sunset News. Black love and black power.